5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. Simon Constable's here, writing about the gamification of the stock market during the pandemic. The first thing to begin with is a company called GameStop. I recall GameStop from the 1990s because with my son, who was then under 10, we routinely on Friday afternoon after school took a trip to the GameStop shop on Broadway. It was filled with the wonders of video games, the wonders of board games, and action characters out of the movies. Great fun. However, that was before the digital renovation of our lives, so that you don't need to go to a storefront to get all those games. They're all online. And the presumption was here during the pandemic that people would be spending all their time online, which is correct, and who would go to a store? And then, Simon, can we explain what happened to GameStop and all the other stocks like it?
Yes, it's very interesting. It's very sad because you're right. GameStop was the place on the high street in the 90s and a little bit thereafter. People would go there and get their video games, go home and really enjoy them and play them until they were broken. That's great. Then you're right. We have the digital revolution. What happened is that some stock investors saw the writing on the wall and borrowed shares and sold them with the hope of buying them back later at a lower price. And they reasonably thought this company would go bust. So what a group of Robin Hood investors did was to say, oh, okay, well, if we can drive the price of GameStop higher, we can cause some pain to these short sellers. And the short sellers would have to buy back the stock and push it up even higher than it had already been to ridiculously high levels. And therefore they could make a lot of money and make Wall Street professionals really, you know, be in a lot of pain. And that's exactly what happened. They did it. They did that. It's quite amazing. It became something of a game and some people were outraged and other people laughed. And it was really quite interesting.
And the same protocols moved on to other stocks that were identifiably not going to prosper in the pandemic environment or afterwards, such as cinema stocks. Okay, but
AMC. AMC was one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody going to the movies, so it should go down. But Simon, there are more games here. What is a SPAC?
It's a special acquisition corporation, otherwise known as a blank check company. It's pretty much like this. I have a company, and I say to you, John, write me a check for $100 million, and I will go buy something, but I'm not going to tell you what it is until I've done it. And I will buy something, and we'll basically, it might be a private company, and basically we get it onto the market immediately. This sort of blank check company really got popular before the last major crash back in 2007. And we know what happened thereafter. The market imploded and you and I would sit over in a radio recording studio wondering whether any of the banks would survive until the next day. Now we're seeing that reburgeon again. And it's not really a good sign. Mostly when you raise capital to do investing, you need to tell your investors what you're going to do with the money. Are you going to buy a new or build a new factory, Are you going to, you know, spend it on marketing? You just have to say something, but not with these companies. It's kind of interesting.
Yes. Another game. What is an NFT?
Oh, this is another good one. It's a non-fungible token. So you've heard of Bitcoin, I am sure. And Bitcoin is a fungible token that you can trade and trade in, trade out. And there are lots of identical ones of it. Non-fungible token is something that's unique. It could be a piece of art, but it's digital only. And it can be sold for money, but it's not something that is meant to be money like a Bitcoin is.
And therefore, you can invest in anything you want that's just digital, art, for example, or a newspaper column, or baseball images of baseball cards, or video clips, old video clips of athletes, anything at all. Is the market successful? Are people throwing money at it?
People are throwing money at it right now, and I thought this was really interesting. I mean, there were tens of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in some cases going into this. A New York Times columnist sold an NFT of one of his columns. I thought that was very interesting and very entrepreneurial. Now, the money was donated to charity, which was a smart move and a beneficial move for that charity. But I think that's a very interesting development. I think that this is probably the really, you know, the hot bit of the market, and we'll see it subside, but it might introduce a market for digital arts. Typically, we've thought of as art as paintings or drawings or sculptures. Now I think digital art may become a thing that is truly investable.
And finally, a theme, ESG. What is that, Simon? ESG.
Well, you know, there's been a movement to make companies better behaving and greener. So it stands for environmental, social, and governance. So it is the company environmentally friendly? Is it socially friendly? And is it being governed the right way by its bosses, by the board of directors? Now, that's become a big deal in the last few years. People have talked about it for a long time. Now investors really want companies to get green, get social, and be governed correctly. So that may mean more women on boards, more women in top management, more minorities, more care for the local community where a company operates, and definitely less environmental pollution. And that's something that companies will increasingly be judged on. And I don't think we go back from that. It will not be enough to say we have a huge dividend and we have massive profits. You have to have all these other things too. Otherwise, investors will not put their money there.
More Robin Hoods, more GameStops, more NFTs, more trading cards, trading tokens. Now, baseball players, baseball card can be an NFT, just an image of it. More SPACs and certainly much more ESGs. This is a younger generation. They don't recognize what I regard as a solid investment. Don't recognize it. Walk right by it. That's the way it should be. Passing on to the future. Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.